Brazil's National Museum in Rio de Janeiro went up in flames on Sunday. The huge fire destroyed millions of invaluable artifacts housed at the 200-year-old museum. Items from ancient Egypt, Greco-Roman art, and even the skull of Luisa, the oldest human remains ever found in the Western Hemisphere, were engulfed by the flames. Gustavo Ribeiro is the founder of the Brazilian Report, and he joined us from Rio de Janeiro to discuss the fire.
The causes are still being determined. What we do know so far is that there was a lot of problems with how to deal with a possible fire in the museum. The fire detectors were not working. The museum had no budget to have firefighters in place. Fire hydrants around the museum were not working. So that's why the fire department, once they got there by 7:30 p.m. on Sunday, it took them over 6 hours to control the fire. And that's also because there was a lack of water to control the flames.
Now, one of the heartbreaking things as I was watching this, I have a soft spot for the arts and culture and their importance historically in different societies. And so I was just thinking about the number of pieces that had potentially been destroyed. Do we have any sense right now of the collection and where it stands?
Well, about 90% of what was in the museum is believed to be destroyed. We don't know yet exactly which pieces have been preserved and which have been lost. The museum curators have said that they do not expect the Egyptian collection, which was Latin America's biggest Egyptian collection, to be saved. We don't know, for instance, if the skull of a 12,000-year-old woman who lived in Brazil is preserved or not. And also, the museum was facing a lot of financial difficulties, and parts of its collection was being housed elsewhere. And there is not much control about what was exactly inside the building. So at this point, we don't know exactly the extent, but it's near total loss.
Now, there were also, you reported that in the past decade, two other museums have been destroyed by a fire. You know, are there any similarities in these fires? Are there any suspicions around why this is the third museum to have been destroyed by a fire in Brazil?
Well, lack of maintenance. This is the third fire since 2013, and in all three cases, there were some similarities. Exposed wires, problems with leaks, all basic maintenance problems, because a lot of these museums don't have the funds to properly operate. They cannot invest in modernization, in digitalizing their archives, in providing a more digital experience for younger attendants. So that makes attendance drops, which leads a lot of administrations to say, well, nobody's going to those museums, so why should we invest in them?
What strikes me as an even bigger issue, Gustavo, is I'm wondering, what does this say about Brazil's, as a country, where they place culture in terms of the hierarchy of things that are important?
Well, it shows how we don't give culture and we don't give education the proper attention. Just yesterday, there was data from the Ministry of Education that showed that Brazilian high school students have underperformed in every aspect of federal evaluation. And I don't believe those two things are disconnected. I believe that the lack of attention we show to museums and to culture in general reflects on the underperformance of our students, of our schools. I believe those two things are connected. So, not exactly what you would expect from one of the world's top 10 economies.
Gustavo Ribeiro is the founder of the Brazilian Report. Gustavo, appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.